Now, does anyone recognize this tearaway figure? Beethoven, Ludwig van Beethoven. Now, Tom Wright tells a story about Beethoven. He would sometimes do this when he suspected that he was playing for an audience of people who didn't much care about music. He would play one of his slow movements, and people then would be lulled into a false sense of security, and they would shut their eyes and relax, and the small tinkly movements gave them a sense that everything was okay, everything was right with the world. Then, just as the last notes died away, Beethoven would bring his forearm down on the piano, and they'd get a shock. Now that's, as Tom Wright says, maybe a bit cruel and possibly a bit rude. And he reminds us that Beethoven has ways of telling us that there's joy and pain in subtler ways through his music. And also that despite the pain of life, there can be tragedy, there can be victory. This is akin to what Jesus does in our gospel reading today. He breaks through the common perceptions of what God was doing in Israel at the time. And he says, well, we'll hear it in our reading. He says, no, you've got to listen to the truth instead.